Hey, Bono Bourbon's doing well. I don't really have a plan for this segment, so I'll just talk about my day a little bit and kind of how different things went. So I had the extra workout of the week today, and I decided to go a little bit heavier on the snatches and clean jerks than I originally planned. I was supposed to go super, super light, but I decided that I would be able to go a bit heavier, and it was like between 70-75%. For the two movements, and just did a couple singles working on a couple different things. With clean jerks, I tried to do some split jerks, which is kind of interesting to do. I'm going to try to get better at them over time. I'm not particularly concerned if I don't, since I like doing power jerks, and I'm not really that concerned with being able to efficiently do a split jerk in any sort of time frame. But I think it could be something that I would be potentially better at than split jerks, and you know, can't hurt to get good at that, and gives me another tool of something that I can work on when I'm doing different things. So we'll see how those go. I'll keep dabbling in them and adding them in at different points and see if they will actually benefit me and if I have any negative consequences from doing those. I think part of me is kind of OCD where I don't want to do the split, which is one half of my body, but at the same time I don't want to spend the time to do it with both because it is just a lot of extra work and I'm not going to be as good with my off foot anyway. And it's just not how you really get good at doing split jerks anyhow. And I think I'll be doing enough power jerks anyway to get the benefits of both my legs. And I mean, it's not as if, you know, doing a split jerk is going to be that big of a deal as far as imbalances. And I probably have some imbalances anyway from doing it, the general lifts anyhow. But we'll see how those go. I'd be curious to see. With snatches, just wanted to do a couple singles. I think they ended up being between, it was like 73%, some random percentage. But one of the things I wanted to work on with those was to have my feet not spread out so much and kind of get under the bar more. And I have a tendency from the past to spread as much as I can and catch it more as a power than to keep my feet closer and to get under it more and do more of a full snatch. The reason for that is because if I caught it too low in the past, then I wouldn't be able to get it back up since I didn't have any quads. Now that I have a little bit of quads that allows me to catch it at a different depth, I'm able to do that a little bit more, and as my quads get stronger, I'll be able to do that better and better. But besides that, I did some accessory bodybuilding type work, nothing too crazy, just some curls, some rear delt flies, some stiff-legged deadlifts, very light stiff-legged deadlifts relatively, I think it was like 50%. And those all felt really good. I'm really sore from the previous workouts. I think it's just from the meat and being generally fried from that that caused me to be extra sore from that. Apologize if you heard that little toot in the background. I don't know why I didn't wait till after this to do that, but I guess you all have to deal with that and the normal bodily functions that sometimes happen. But anywho, school today went generally well for a Monday. Felt like, you know, there's productivity in some senses and some annoying parts in others, and you know, things are just going right along, and we'll see how they continue to progress throughout this week, and hopefully I can continue to, you know, get things done as far as that. What ended up being a productive meeting in the morning for some IEP stuff that I had to do. I won't dive into the details of it, but there's things surrounding it that would lead me to believe that would have been a stressful situation, but thankfully I think it ended up being a positive thing, and luckily for me I got stuff going on all week that's going to make this week extremely busy and very positive to get done with, and frankly not a lot of stuff I can talk about in specific since it deals with student information and direct situations that deal with my profession, but I will say that the laws surrounding special education can make my job very complicated, and thankfully I'm not in a situation where I'm, you know, worried about my profession or my job or anything like that. I'm just involved in various processes that happen within the educational system that make things very confusing and complicated. And I still want to do a good job, so that adds another layer of stress upon it all. And I'm just trying not to add too much of it and trying to balance everything. And yeah, it gets hard, and I'll probably mess up at different times, but hopefully I can keep it somewhat in balance. But I think with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this little segment and the podcast for the day here, and I will talk to you all hopefully tomorrow, and I can keep up this little streak that I have started. But anywho, I'll talk to you all in the next one. Peace.